rubber game between the Mariners and Yankees on the final day of Players Weekend. We'll take you to the bottom of the first, Andrew Albers facing Gary Sanchez.
Line drive, a base hit to left field. Castro rounds third. The ball gets past Gamble. Castro scores. Sanchez is at second and the game is tied at one. That one's popped up. Shallow left center. And the ball is dropped. The 0-2. Grounded to third. Bobbled again. Everybody safe. Maybe a lot of the players like stayed up to watch the fight. Just a little bit tired right now. They four RBIs. That one is skied into left center field. It is a base hit. Cut off by Gamble. One run scores. Two runs score. Here comes Headley. He scores.
Look like the Bad News Bears out there. What's going on?
I think Scott Service is saying that. There's a play by Seager. Throw to first. Not in time. Ellsbury scores, and it is 6-1 Yankees. And the pitch. Swing and a miss. 9 strikeouts. So you want everybody ready to roll. Swing and a miss. Strikeout number 10 for Tanaka. The 7th inning at Fenway, and the Orioles lead the Red Sox 2-1. Fly ball deep right off the bat of Valencia. And making the catch is Judge. And that does it as the Yankees win this one by a score of 10-1. And for Caleb Smith, 6 up, 6 down in relief of Masahiro Tanaka. This is the Yankees' 27th win by 5 or more runs. Only the Astros with 30 and the Indians with 29 have more. They've only lost 10 games by 5 or more runs, which is the second fewest in Major League Baseball.
Joe Girardi gets tossed in the third after arguing that Gene Segura went out of the baseline. He had to be happy with the way the Yankees played, though, after beating the Mariners 10-1. Here's Girardi on the victory.
Well, clearly I don't understand the rule, because a runner's not supposed to be able to deviate his path to second base, and he's supposed to be able to touch the bag when he slides. I didn't see either of those things, and I know that you're not allowed to argue replays. I just wanted an explanation. Similarly, you're not allowed to argue box. I see managers go out all the time and ask for an explanation, you know, and they don't get tossed. So I have no idea how they could make the call they did. I'll get clarity on it tomorrow, I'm sure. But all I wanted was an explanation, and you can read my lips. I just want an explanation. I never got one. Obviously, I am reading the rule incorrectly, because it's black and white to me. That's about as clear as a call as you can make, I think. I just think he got everything going. You know, the split he threw in the first inning, I think it was to Cruz, didn't do much. You know, it looked like we gave him, you know, an opportunity in the first inning too. But after that, I thought his split was really good. He got it going, and his slider was really good. His cutter was good, and his fastball was good. So, you know, sometimes, there's a lot of pitchers. First thing, it takes them a little time to get going, and it took him a little time. And he did a really good job of bearing down and leaving it what it was.
A good day for Masahiro Tanaka. He gets his 10th win of the year. He goes 7 innings, allowing 1 run on 6 hits with 10 strikeouts. Here's what he had to say.
I feel strong. I think today I think it was even better than the last outing. So, I'm going to prepare myself for my next outing and try to get some – try to go out there and do some good stuff out there. You know, you can't change what you do out there because of the runs. So, you try to keep that focus and, you just try to do your thing.
Monday, the Yankees host the Indians for a series in the Bronx.